V180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
Try it. Put me to the test. Malachi 3, verse 10. Guard your heart against believing that your money is something you earned all by yourself. If you struggle to give to God, it might be time to ask yourself if you've become more attached to the gift than to the giver. If you've never committed yourself to regular giving, read this. Malachi 3 verse 10 says, "Bring all the offerings into the storehouse. If you do, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test." A pastor received this letter from a couple in his church. "We were behind with our rent and car payments. We were $40,000 in debt with no food in the fridge. And we'd just started a construction business. So when you challenged us to give a regular offering as part of our commitment to God, we thought, how can we give what we don't have? Nevertheless, we decided to go ahead and honor God by giving sacrificially. The very first week, we met a contractor who asked us to build a house with more to follow. Now we no longer question how we fulfill our commitment to God. In fact, we increased our giving. And if the story ended there, it would still be a good one. But you can't outgive God. Through a series of divinely orchestrated events, we went from being renters to being homeowners. Today, we're enjoying financial blessings. And though this story is all about trusting God, on reflection, we're still trying to answer one question. What exactly was it that we sacrificed?
The word for today, as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.